30th of October at Kolkata. Discussion with Ajahn Suchin at the poolside of the Hyatt Hotel. Participants include Jill, Shakti, Sarah, O, and John.
What are they called? They're the four elements, for example. We have we have eye base, we have visible object, we have light, and we have manasikara.
It means panchavara vachana citta, not the attention.
Light.
I thought light was part of the visible objects, so it's not really considered as a separate item.
In Tipitaka, it just says that only three conditions, the pasata rupa and the visible object and the panchatvara vachana citta, which is vitti patipataka manasikara, right. Another name for panchatvara vachana citta.
They don't mention light.
No, yeah. In Tipitaka itself.
So
but
just in
commentaries. Right.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. This is then going on the commentaries again. And I'm not, you know, this is, to me, it's a technical question and I don't really need to ask it, but we were discussing it last night. In hearing, there's ear base, there's sound, there's space, akasa, and there's, again, panja.
So, space.
Exactly, that was...
We didn't know what the space bit meant.
Base for consciousness, for seeing consciousness, the pasata rupa, because jaku vijnana. No. Base or space?
Space.
And I thought that it might have, and this is just sort of a physics thing, that it might have been that sound. Impinging on the ear base, just like seeing visible object impinging on the eye base needs light for that to work, so there needs to be space for that the hearing consciousness to work.
Just put something inside and you cannot hear anything.
Right, so it must be that space that provides this like a sound chamber.
Is it referring to the akasa rupa which separates all kalapas, or is it meant anything different?
When it's in between kalapas, it's paricheta rupa.
Right.
And it's conditioned by kamma ojitta utu ahara,
right.
Because it's in between kalapas. But when we talk about bigger space, like the hole here,
right.
That is what is meant.
And when we talk about
the bigger
hole,
mm-hmm.
Is it Paramatta Dhamma?
Yeah.
So it's not a kasa rupa.
It is.
It is a kasa rupa,
mm-hmm.
But it's
different definition.
A different definition of a kasa rupa.
Mm-hmm.
So two definitions of a kasa rupa. One is that which separates the kalapas, and one is that in the cavities.
We mean space, but where is it? In between kalapas.
Right.
And this is space as well, but where? It's when it's bigger space.
Right.
That we can get anything in the mouth and swallow and things like that.
Right.
And bigger space. Yeah.
And is it still separating kalapas in these cases? No.
We just talk about the meaning of space, the characteristic of space.
Right.
And there are not just one characteristic, which is paricheta rupa, in between kalapas, but there are holes too, and a bigger space, like we can walk in and out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, up in the sky or out in the open, is this like
it
a bigger space?
On you are talking about what kind of space? Not
right.
Here.
Right.
Bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
Yeah.
But it's
where
still
no Mahabhuta Rupa.
Sorry?
Where there is no Mahabhuta Rupa.
So there are no Mahabhuta Rupa to separate.
The space is there.
But the space is still there. What about in a vacuum, or like when we think, how do you describe a vacuum? Like a cavity where the where there's no air, is space.
As long as there is not the Mahabhuta Rupa,
then it must be a cause of
the reality. What are you referring to? Say that again.
You said your question. What was your question?
So my question.
No, what you just said.
What did Constantine just
say? What kind of Rupa?
Akasa Rupa.
Akasa Rupa.
Okay, but the thing you just mentioned, I said it was a concept, you said it was a reality.
Akasa Rupa is a reality.
Okay, right. It was the space in between kalapas. Are you talking
about?
Yeah,
but this is also another meaning of Akasa Rupa, where it's not separating kalapas, because like in the cavity or the bigger space, it's not separating kalapas.
So oh, I see, but it's still the same
it's
thing.
It's still Akasa Rupa. Just have to speak up. When you mentioned the Manasikara, which is referred to as a condition for seeing or hearing, you mentioned that it's Panchdwara Vajana Chitta. I'm not quite sure why it's not just Manasikara Chetasika, why you say it's Panchdwara Vajana.
Yeah, because there are three kinds or three words for Manasikara. The Aramana Manasikara is the Manasikara Chetasika, which pay attention to the Aramana. And when it's Vitti Patipathaka Manasikara, not the Aramana Patipathaka Manasikara, Vitti Patipathaka Manasikara is the Panchatuvara Vachana Chitta. Otherwise, Vitti Chitta cannot arise. And Chavana Patipathaka Manasikara means Manotuvara Vachana Chitta, because it arise by the Chavana. So it's Chavana Patipathaka.
So it's not referring to the Chetasika
no.
at all?
No. When one hears about that, it has like Satarupa and visible object and then Manasikara. That Manasikara doesn't mean Manasikara Chetasika. Right. Because each Chitta has Aramana. So the Manasikara which arises with each Chitta is Aramana Manasikara, Patipathaka Manasikara. But when it is Vitti Patipathaka Manasikara, it does mean the Chetasika.
Similar name, two different names.
Three different names. Aramana Patipathaka Manasikara, Vitti Patipathaka Manasikara, Chavana Manasikara. Patipathaka Manasikara.
Chavana Patipathaka Manasikara to Manotuvara.
Manotuvara Vachana
Chitta.
Song Anrak Aramana Patipathaka means Manasikara Chetasika, which arises with each Chitta.
Oh, okay. One
the second
one.
One
of the seven.
Yeah.
And the second one?
Vitti Patipathaka Manasikara.
Which one is?
Panchatuvara Vachana Chitta.
Okay.
Kun Su Chin, just a question on we were having a discussion yesterday on the feelings that had arisen while going around the holy places, and it came up in the context of I think we were talking about people crying oceans in their lifetimes, you know, and the Buddha pointing out, you know, you see all the oceans, you know, that's how much you've cried and that's how much dosa you've had. One of the things that I noted was that in some of the places I was overcome, I was totally mindless at the time, but I actually had tears, but it didn't feel like dosa was there. It felt more like gratitude. And as Zita said, basically, when you cry, it's always dosa. And it felt strange to me, even though, do you know what I mean? The nearest I could pitch it was gratitude, but I had no idea what was happening. It felt...
As now, who can tell the moment which sees and moment which hears and moment which thinks? So there are several different moments of it. And only awareness and right understanding can know exactly what that moment is. It's like now, in order to know the exact moment of seeing, which is different from hearing, it needs direct awareness and panya only. Otherwise impossible just to think about it over and over again, but there's no answer because it's gone. That's why we
say that.
Yeah,
that but
that's why we study the characteristic of the absolute realities instead of situation like the tears and so on. Because when we know the characteristic of it more and more, we can know at that moment what
it is anyway.
Yeah, but it is not as clear as when there is the awareness of our reality. Right now, we can talk about seeing. Is it clear?
No.
When there is no awareness, we just learn to think about it. That there must be the reality which can experience an object so it sees now. But it's not clear. As long as there is more direct awareness, even just a very little moment, not much, but it begins to know that now that reality is seeing.
So in about 4 eons, I'll know what gratitude is when it arises.
One after another. And even now, you cannot tell. Nobody can tell, see? Because it's like seeing and hearing right now. Yeah. That's why we just learn more about the citta, cetasika, and rupa instead of situation. Because when we are thinking that we are learning Dhamma, sometimes it's only learning about oneself. Not Dhamma.
Learning about
oneself. When and where? What type of citta cetasikas?
If I could just interpose here, I think the most likely answer, anyway, to your question is mixed. You know, a lot of kusala, and maybe some akusala, some dosa also. But I don't know. I don't know whether it's possible for. Yeah, maybe
cry when they laugh. Ajahn, could you talk a little bit about yesterday when we were sitting at dinner, some political conversations began. And I have so many mixed feelings about this when I'm in a situation and people begin. There's part of me that wants to get up and run, and then there's another part of me that feels somewhat engaged by it. And if I remember, and I'm not sure exactly what, but I think the Buddha was somewhat involved in when there was some warring going on, wasn't there, between districts, that he came and tried to mediate. Maybe I'm completely wrong. And so I'm wondering, what would the appropriate response be? And I'm thinking mostly in terms of right speech. Is it right speech to be engaged in political discussions?
For the understanding of what?
Just stories? Are they just stories? And
yeah,
stories
and stories? Only expectation. Because when time comes, can one really do like one thing?
No.
So we can say anything, but when time comes, it depends on conditions, whether it's like that or not.
But it feels so
like so much akusala when everybody begins the political discussions. There's so much, you know, bashing of this president or that candidate. And
yeah, that's why we can talk about different types of akusala. Mm-hmm. Like whenever there is lopa mulajita, is different from when there is dosa mulajita. To know better when lopa arises, mm-hmm. and see that that is not dosa.
Not dosa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even talking about two types of akusala is not easy to understand, mm-hmm. by direct understanding. Mm-hmm. By reading it's all right. One can say that this is lopa and that is dosa. But when, what about this moment? A moment of attachment and then a moment of dosa. And a moment of seeing.
But I thought the theoretical understanding was the basis for the correct realization. So I'm wondering why Jill's question, would it help her to know if tears could arise other than for
just nursing? To know how many types of akusala jitta, but not knowing the jitta at that very moment.
It's helpful to know how many different types of akusala jitta there may be, or akusala jitta, but not in order to answer
specific events and say this was that or this was that.
After our discussion yesterday, I really came away with wondering about it. I felt so much like a fatalist, feeling like, well, everything is kind of as it is, not really much to do. And
so much to do?
No, not so much, nothing. it really feels like there's nothing to do. And I was wondering about fatalism. You know, you just accept this is the sort of the reality and that's it, end of story. All the stories sort of disappear when you go into that mode of fatalism. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Do you really understand reality as not self, or do you just think that there is no self, anatta? Or do you really understand directly this moment, each reality as anatta?
Not each moment, no.
There's so much to develop. Yeah.
But it feels that I can't develop. There is nobody here to develop. Like, so what's
develops? Not you?
No. The understanding
so
is on its own.
And citta and jetasika is now working their way all the time from moment to moment.
It feels very fatalistic. And
if you think about, do you think Dhamma, a fatalist
Dhamma
can
action,
develop understanding?
Labeledness? But if you think about Dhamma action, how can it be fatalistic?
Do you mean hopeless?
Not necessarily so hopeless, it's sort of apathetic as to nothing to do. You just sort of Even the idea of waiting or expecting seems to be dropping away. It feels like it feels really kind of empty. There's not much to hold on to. Like Chris was talking about yesterday. There's nothing to grasp onto in this. Okay.
So panya is empty too. No panya. When you mean everything is empty, you mean that there is no panya too because it's so empty. So no panya, no understanding. While there are so many things that now appearing and there can be more and more understanding of each.
Doing anything since.
No, but even if you do bother, it's still a condition that you're bothering. It feels like you just are going around and around and around and around.
And samsara.
Yeah, and okay, samsara.
Going around from seeing to hearing to thinking, anytime.
even now, you see, hear, think, smell, and taste. But
during the last week, that it's not fatalistic, and that, you know, there has been a lot of wise considering and flipping and discussing of dharmas. So it's not like it's, you know, hopeless or fatalistic.
Not so much hopeless, but even yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a very good version when you said that it seems
like it depends on the rebirth consciousness. What karma can have conditioned to produce results. Like being born as a dog and being born as a human being or deva. See? The patisanti chitta pramuan, not the karma.
Conclusion? Is it from one control them up?
If they
concluded and
finished?
From one is already.
It's like the collection of the
collection what do you call that?
Combined together.
From one way loud.
We have done lots of karma. And it depends on rebirth consciousness in what plane we were born. If we were born as a dog, as a deva, as a human being, how can the karma produce such results, like the same results? And if the karma is so very little, can it produce lots of fruits or results? So it depends on the karma itself, the degree of chetana and degree of sadha, and other jetasikas.
So, karma, can it change?
No.
It cannot.
It has been done.
Oh,
already.
It has been done. What happened to you?